When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last week, Justin Bieber decided to surprise us all and just randomly drop an album out of the blue. And it's safe to say he had so many heads turning, including the one of his old managers, Scooter Braun. So if you know, you know, Scooter and Justin Bieber have a very, very rough past, from everything about like arguing over creative control to money. It's just, it was really, really ugly. But Scooter actually made a post on social media saying how proud he was of Justin for this album, saying, "I've played no role in this one, but as someone who's always believed in him, I'm incredibly proud and impressed and genuinely enjoying the music. This is the most authentically Justin Bieber album to come to date."
Scooter Braun is one of the like polarizing people in music industry, because he stole what people feel like he stole, Taylor Swift's like rights, and took her album. That's why the Taylor versions existed.
Yep.
He did help cultivate Justin Bieber's career. It was his, a huge part of it, but then did have an ugly breakup. I feel like what Scooter said here could not be more professional, though. Like, he was supportive. He didn't take credit for it. He gave Justin credit. He believes in the album. Like, he could have been like, "I want nothing to do with it. I haven't listened to it," and just walked away. But he was so professional, I felt like.
Well, it's funny that you say professional, because now people are sus about an Instagram post that Hailey Bieber made right after Scooter made that post. Hailey Bieber made an Instagram story, and she used this like filter on a selfie that made like her eyes really big and her mouth really big, like looking like mockery basically. And she put the caption as "beautiful, raw, and truly him." So basically mocking Scooter Braun. And I agree with you, Brett. I mean, Scooter didn't have to say anything, and if he did, I'm glad he said what he did. Like, it wasn't crossing a lot of boundaries or anything. I feel like he was, yeah, very professional, and Hailey was not.
I feel like Hailey's being petty, but I'm okay with her response too. Like, if someone wrongs your husband, you're not over it, right? Like, you're kind of like, "I didn't forget what you did to us, so I'm still bitter about it." And then Scooter could have walked away from the situation, because people want to hear his opinion on the album. I actually spent a little bit more time with the album. I liked it a little bit more than I did on Friday. And I just felt like he was, I don't know, I felt like Scooter did the right thing in that situation. He could have avoided everything, but he actually complimented Justin. And I thought that was cool.
It's a Snapchat filter for me. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness, so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.